It's Morning Edition on NHPR. I'm Rick Ganley, and we're joined now by Sam Evans-Brown, host of NHPR's podcast, Outside In. He joins us every other Friday now to answer listener questions about the natural world.
Why do geese make V's?
Does a bumblebee sneeze?
Can a person eat trees?
Can a polar bear freeze?
Is a kidney stone kind of like a pearl in a clam?
Well, I don't know. Ask Sam.
And Sam, we have to start off this week, I gather, with, a correction?
Yeah, already. last time, I had a slip of the tongue. I said the green pigment in leaves of plants is cellulose when it is, in fact, chlorophyll. And I think every science teacher in the state of New Hampshire cried out in unison with a single voice from all across the state.
They might have.
I'm sorry, everyone.
Not a problem, but see if you can redeem yourself today, Sam. What do you have?
Well, let's listen to this listener question.
Hey, Sam. This is Christopher calling from Bradford, Vermont, and I have never seen so many lightning bugs as I've seen tonight. I mean, literally thousands of lightning bugs on either side of Interstate 91, and I'm wondering, why am I seeing that now? If you could answer that question for me, I'd really appreciate it.
So it's basically, are there more fireflies this year than other years? And we don't have to rely on just the observations of this one gentleman in the Upper Valley. We have, just to the south of us, one of the world's leading experts in fireflies.
I knew you'd have somebody.
My name is Sarah Lewis. I am a evolutionary ecologist at Tufts University. That's in Boston.
To answer this question, we just need some basic firefly life history facts. So fireflies are a
bug?
They're a beetle.
Oh, they're a beetle. Okay.
Yeah. And before they are beetles, they are
Larvae.
Yeah. And in fact, so they look like little centipedes. And for most of the 2,000 or so species of firefly, this is how they spend most of their lives. They can live a year or 2 years as a larva, and then they spend, you know, maybe 2 months or as little as a few weeks. Some of them as fireflies.
Wow.
And even though they have those lights, if they're underground, we're not going to see them. Like, when was the last time you were digging in your garden at night? I've never seen one in nature.
So they live underground, and like many things that live underground in New England, they like it when it's moist.
Uh-huh.
And so we've had 3 years of pretty dry conditions.
Oh, okay.
And finally,
last fall, we had pretty wet conditions, and this spring, we had wet conditions.
So we've got if you have more larvae, obviously you're going to have more lightning bugs.
Indeed. And so this is mostly anecdotal, right? Because there's no census of fireflies. but if you were so inclined and wanted to participate for science in fireflies, Mass Audubon has just launched a new citizen science thing. So you can just go out into your yard, count fireflies meditatively for 10 minutes, and in so doing, maybe just like de-stress a tiny amount.
Absolutely.
Instead of gardening at night.
You do what you got to do, Sam, to relax. I do what I have to do. No judging.
Before we go, can I just like blow your mind a little bit with some more firefly
Please.
Facts?
Okay. Absolutely.
So most fireflies don't actually eat for the entire time that they're fireflies. They're basically just mating machines. The males are the ones that fly around. So if you see a firefly in the air, that's a male. If it's on a blade of grass blinking, that's a female trying to attract the males down.
Oh, and that's what they're doing. They're signaling each other.
Yeah. So the males are trying to look alluring, and the females are just saying, like, I'm down here. And so the females are evaluating the males as they're doing their thing, which leads us to my favorite firefly fact. There is one subfamily. They're called the Photurus fireflies. They've been dubbed by researchers the firefly femme fatale.
A firefly scientist in Florida once said that if these Photurus fireflies were the size of house cats, people would be afraid to go outside at night.
That's an image.
Yeah, so they're terrifying, and what they do is the females sit down on a blade of grass, they blink as if they were the species that is up in the air in front of them, lure in the male, and then dismember them and eat them alive. Nature, red in tooth and claw.
It's, you know what? We are really learning something today,
we're
Sam.
We're learning some stuff.
That is Sam Evans-Brown, host of NHPR's Outside In, which you can subscribe to wherever you get your podcasts, and Sam answers your questions right here on Morning Edition every other Friday.
And if you'd like to submit a question, you can record it yourself on a voice memo on your smartphone, send it to outsidein@nhpr.org, or call our hotline, which is 1-844-GO-OTTER.
NHPR's Sam Evans-Brown. Thanks so much, Sam.
Thank you, Rick.
This is Morning Edition from NHPR.